DNR wildlife officials say wolves killed this week in Rusk and Burnett counties were taken by hunters helped by hounds. That brings the number of wolves harvested with the aid of dogs to four, since dogs were allowed into the wolf hunt on December 2nd. DNR large carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says as far as he knows, hunters are following the law.
To our knowledge, there have not been injuries to the dogs or the wolves from the dogs.
McFarland says the successful wolf hunters don't have to register their kills with a warden until January 5th. He says wardens could give hunters a ticket if dog bites or scratches help kill the wolf, but local law enforcement would take the lead if hunters let the dogs and wolves fight. Kenosha resident Elizabeth Huntley of Wisconsin Wolf Defenders says wolf-dog fights are possible, and she says people may never know if dogs are killed.
It will be hidden. It will be swept under the rug because the hounders do not get reimbursed for any death of their dog by a wolf.
On the flip side, Huntley worries about hunters trying to cover up any bite wounds given by dogs to the wolves. Huntley and other members of the Wisconsin Wolf Front will hold a meeting in Madison tomorrow aimed at coalescing wolf supporters to prepare to lobby state lawmakers to make this the last wolf hunt in Wisconsin. The current hunt could last as long as the end of February. 29 more wolves can be killed under this season's quota. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.